92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Summer fun post-pandemic, it's going to be very different than it ever was in the past, especially at our nation's theme parks like Six Flags. They have 26 locations across America, and while they haven't announced a reopening date yet, they have rolled out their new online booking system. In order to manage daily park attendance and maintain social distancing among their guests, you will now have to book and pay for your visit in advance by day and time of arrival. You'll also have to pay for your parking in advance. They're doing that to reduce one-on-one interaction between staff and guests on site. Much like the Disney parks, they don't want everyone showing up at the stroke of 9 o'clock to get in. I'm not sure what happens if it rains the day you're supposed to go. I assume there's some kind of a refund policy. They know that this isn't optimal. It's not the way they want it to be, but it's got to happen. And I'm sure that when you're there, you'll find hand sanitizer every 22 feet, and there probably won't be any theater shows for some time to come. They're also considering a no-cash policy at the Six Flags parks, so any purchases you make in the park would be done on credit cards or through contactless payment methods. Their CEO, Bill Cohen, believes that the eagerness of everyone to get out of the house is going to outweigh the new policies, and he expects to see considerably high attendance each day when the Six Flags parks reopen.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.